Hi, and welcome again to Annette Coffee Talk Breaking Barriers. We're back with Ashley. Our last interview was so amazing that I decided to bring her back to the studio and ask her a little more questions. So this episode is going to deal with how does your relationship with your father influences the relationship with your partner? So Ashley, just like I told my guests and my listeners, how does the relationship with your father influence the relationship with the man in your life?
So I have a complicated relationship with my father, I guess I should say that. And I guess that would be a lot to get into, but currently he's in my life. He's alive. He's in my life. And we see each other occasionally and we talk, but you know, it's complicated with him. And so when I'm around him, I don't really feel very comfortable around him. And I think growing up as a woman, I've developed in certain ways as a result of kind of not having things in my life. Like for me, financial responsibility and stability is extremely important, because that's not my dad. And so with men and romantic relationships, finding someone that's responsible is really important for me. That feels like a sense of security too. And growing up, there was a lot of my dad used to drink a lot when I was younger, and that is a bit of a, he doesn't now, which is amazing. I mean, it's wonderful. He literally does not drink at all now. And that's had a huge positive impact in his life. But you know, with a guy, being moderate and responsible with alcohol is also very important. And you know, with my dad, sometimes he can say things to me that are very complimentary and build me up as a woman and tell me that I can do a lot of things. But at the other time, he can really kind of tear me down, and I feel like I'm really a small person, you know. So with a man, it is important that I feel visible to him, that he does respect what I have to say and what I think about and my opinions of things, and he finds value in that. Like, I want to be with a partner where I feel valued. I don't always get that sense from my dad sometimes. It is a very complicated relationship with my dad, but I made a decision that I will not find a man who reminds me of my dad. That is key and huge. And I can sense it and I can feel it immediately if I'm with a guy and it reminds me of my dad. I feel it in my gut stomach. And for me, that is a red flag.
How did you realize that the relationship with your dad has a major impact on the relationship with the man that you're with or that you will be with in your life?
So growing up in my family with both of my parents, I wasn't raised in an environment where I could express myself freely, my thoughts or my opinions. It was like I had to agree with my parents. I had to agree with my mom, or we were going to get into an argument. I had to agree with my dad, or he was going to put me down. So I didn't learn how to be more expressive until I was maybe like in my 20s. And even that's been a journey of really speaking up for myself, speaking up when I have different opinions and thoughts and whatnot. So it wasn't really until I got into counseling and did a lot of work in dealing with how I was raised and how that affects how I see myself, how I think, and things that I look for in a romantic partner. And there were a couple things that I learned in counseling. And one of the things too was that, you know, my relationship, not just with my father, but a big relationship with my mother, has a lot to do with my relationship with men too. You know, my mother, I love her and she's great in a lot of things, but she's also a very critical woman, a very critical person. And so I grew up feeling like I was never good enough. Like, it didn't matter how hard I worked. I mean, I tried to get straight A's in high school. I got a full scholarship to college, and even that didn't feel good enough. And and I dated a guy, and he was worked for a church, and in that relationship I never felt good enough. So in the relationship with that man, it was actually my mother's voice that I heard in the back of my head, not my father's voice. But in other relationships, I was drawn to guys like fun and spontaneous side, kind of irresponsible, live in the moment, and that's definitely like my dad's side too. So there were certain characteristics in men that I was drawn to because it reminded me of my dad. So what I see, like what I'm naturally drawn to, is familiarity. It doesn't necessarily have to mean I'm drawn to good, I'm drawn to familiar. And that it's like putting on an old pair of jeans, right? Like it's familiar, it fits all the in the right in certain places, but you look in the mirror and it just looks bad. And so being drawn to familiarity, but it's not healthy and it's actually bad. So I've seen that habit before, but I didn't really discover this until I went through counseling and kind of had to go back and unpack some areas of my life and how I was raised. I didn't realize how influential just my relationship with my parents affects my relationship with other men.
I understand.
So Ashley, I just want to give you a free hand, and if you want to share something out of your heart toward the women out there, and maybe even for the men, you know, if they can learn something, what are your words of wisdom?
Thanks, Annette. I would say, do as much as you can just to be the best version of yourself, because you deserve it. Know yourself, but in a positive way, and know that God cares about you and God loves you incredibly. And once I learned, and I spoke with you about this earlier, but once I learned how much God loves me, it completely changed my life, because I believe that, you know, your parents do the best that they can do, but God loves you even more than your own parents. And knowing how loved you are, not for the good things that you do, but just the fact that He created you, it can completely change your life. But, you know, if there's areas of your life that maybe you feel you need to address, like being courageous and taking steps to address areas in your own life will only benefit you. It's hard in the moment. Like when I went to counseling, man, it triggered so much stuff in my past, and it was hard. I mean, just crying like week after week, and I felt depressed for a while, right? But it was necessary, because those were my steps to recovery, because there was so much in my life that I didn't understand, and I would react and respond a certain way, but I didn't understand, because I didn't understand the dynamics growing up. But having clarity in your life, which is what happened to me as a result of counseling, made things so much clearer, because I realized there was so much that was not my responsibility. And when I was younger, I took so much on and I felt like such a terrible person, when I realized that, hey, this is not my responsibility, this is not my fault. But I owned it, I swallowed it, and it affected the way I thought, it affected the way I acted, it affected the way I treated other people. So that was huge for me, but I had to do the work of going through it. And so doing the hard work of dealing with issues in your life, being the best version of yourself, is so important. And also to love yourself, you know, nobody's perfect, whatever that means, but God created us perfectly, right? So you know, it's kind of hard wrestling with that, but like really love yourself, and learn to enjoy life, learn to enjoy the season of life that you're in. You're never going to get it back. You're never going to get it back. Just learn to love it, and learn to love other people, and know that you are worthy, you are valuable. And regardless of how people treat you, you know, like you deserve great and healthy relationships. And I personally believe God wants that for you in your life, in all of our lives. He wants that. But first step is that you need to be a healthy person to attract healthy people. That's really important. So I'm really grateful that I did go through counseling. It's funny how I got into counseling, I mean, but I'm super grateful for that experience, and I have great people that I can talk to in my life. And that's something that I would just like to share with people. Like, we deserve great things because God loves us.
Thank you so much. That is so amazing. Such a great wisdom from such an amazing and gorgeous woman. Thank you once again, Ashley. And I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. And we'll be recording a little bit more. So please let me know what you think about this episode. Please leave your comments below. Go to my website or email me at AnnetteCoffeeTalkBreakingBarriers@gmail.com. My website is AnnetteCoffeeTalkBreakingBarriers.com. We'd love to hear. If you want to hear more from Ashley and about her life, please let us know what you want to hear. And I'm looking forward to hear from you. And have a great and amazing day. Thank you.